Chapter 5. Life in Prison. When they were gone, Aksionov thought about what had happened. He felt very sad that his wife also suspected him. He said to himself, "It seems that only God knows the truth. It is to him alone that men must appeal, and from him alone they can expect mercy." After that, he gave up all hope of freedom and only prayed. While in prison, Aksionov was beaten, and after some time, he was sent to the mines in Siberia. For 26 years, he lived as a convict. His hair turned white. His beard grew long, thin, and gray. He never saw his family, and during this time, his wife died. All his joy disappeared. His back bent over, and he walked slowly. He spoke little and never laughed. He prayed often. Aksionov learned to make boots and earned a little money from this. He bought a book called The Lives of the Saints. He read it when there was enough light in the dark prison. On Sundays, he studied lessons and sang in the choir at the prison church, as his voice was still good. The prison authorities liked Aksionov for his meekness. His fellow prisoners respected him too. They called him Grandfather and the Saint. When they wanted to ask the prison authorities about anything, they made him their spokesman. If two prisoners argued, they always asked him to decide who was right.